We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, lovely viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Uturum, channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarim. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Wecam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yangjia Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, United Nations Agency launches the world's first tuition-free online university. In Veg News, a Jewish center in the United Kingdom holds a vegan Sabbath dinner. In Animal Welfare News, a sixth grade student in India creates a sanctuary for birds. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 3rd, is the Independence Day of Belarus, honoring its emergence as an autonomous nation in 1991. Situated in Eastern Europe, Belarus has the oldest national park of Europe, Belavezhka Pushcha. It is a United Nations educational, scientific and cultural organization, World Heritage Site and Biosphere Reserve. Two significant literary figures in 20th century Belarus were poets Janka Kupala and Jakub Kolas, who are considered the founders of modern Belarusian language and literature. May all the welcoming people of Belarus have a wonderful Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Storms disrupt China. Storms in the last few days sweeping from northern to southern China have caused at least 25 to lose their lives as the regions have been hit with continuous rains, gale force winds and hail. In Guizhou province, over 110,000 hectares of crops were damaged and hundreds of homes have collapsed, forcing 1,140 residents to evacuate.
Thunderstorms in Anhui province resulted in landslides and damaged roads and bridges, while a level 4 emergency response was implemented in Hubei province, where 40,000 were affected. Rain and landslides also affected nearly 200,000 people in the municipality of Chongqing, causing thousands to be evacuated. Other afflicted provinces included Hunan, Jiangsu, Jiangxi, Liaoning, Yunnan, and Zhejiang. Finally, a magnitude 5.2 earthquake struck Sichuan province, where approximately 9,000 homes and local roads were damaged. On Thursday, July 2nd, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $30,000 for those most affected and in need. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $235,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in China. She also conveyed her sorrow and prayers, asking our association's relief team to please go help and bring love to the victims. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring, timely assistance.
We are saddened to know of these calamities that have befallen the Chinese people. Our heartfelt prayers for all who have suffered loss and for the soon recovery of the storm victims' normal lives. May such disasters as these be eased through humanity's increased care for the environment.
Heavy sandstorm shrouds Baghdad. On Sunday, visibility was reduced to just a few yards in the Iraqi capital city. The few who ventured outside wore surgical masks, and doctors reported a number of people arriving at the city's hospitals with difficulty breathing and other respiratory problems. The Baghdad airport also had to be temporarily closed. We pray for the protection of the Iraqi residents during these hazardous conditions. Let us all step toward more earth-considerate lifestyles for the easing of extreme weather patterns such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union aids Latvia. Following steps by the Latvian government to stabilize the nation's economy, the European Union announced an additional 1.2 billion euros loan. A spokesperson for European Union Economics and Finance Commissioner, Joaquin Almunia, stated that this economic assistance is part of a total 3.1 billion euro package, of which 1 billion euros have already been distributed. Our gracious appreciation and Providence bless Commissioner Almunia and European Union for your generous help toward a neighbor in need, wishing the Latvian people lives of abundant fulfillment and prosperity.
Nigerian group relinquishes weapons for peace. As part of a government amnesty program, local leader Solomon Nigbara from the Ogoni region of Rivers State surrendered his weapons to Inspector General of Police, Mr. Mike Okero.
Mr. Okero commended the action, saying that if everyone did the same, the region would soon be violence-free. He added that government support for these efforts included assistance for attending school or establishing a business. Inspector Okero also pledged that as the first leader to step forward, Mr. Negbara would be invited for discussions with the nation's president, Umaru Musa Yar'Adua. Our respectful accolades and admiration, Mr. Negbara, for your noble initiative and steps toward peace. Wishing all the warm-hearted Nigerian people harmonious unification for a stable and prosperous nation.
High animal fat diet linked with pancreatic cancer. A recently published report by the U.S. National Cancer Institute followed the dietary habits of over 500,000 American people over a six-year period and found that men and women consuming high amounts of animal saturated fats were 43% more likely to develop the disease. Pancreatic cancer is typically fatal, making it the fourth leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. This study corroborates the findings of research conducted in 2006, which also found that a diet high in red meat was associated with a higher risk for pancreatic cancer. Many thanks, scientists at the U.S. National Cancer Institute, for this revealing information about the deadly risks of a meat and/or dairy-consuming diet. Our earnest prayers that all people soon opt for the life-saving vegan lifestyle to benefit themselves, their loving families, and the animals with whom we share the planet.
Vegetarian school lunches now more prevalent in US. A recent survey completed by 1,200 school nutrition directors throughout the US revealed that vegetarian meals have increased as a regular school lunch option from 22% in 2003 to nearly 67% in 2009. Additionally, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service, which subsidizes the meals, received over 10,000 public comments in 2008, requesting an increase in the availability of vegetarian foods at schools. The survey also showed that 20.5% of the lunch programs nationwide offer vegan meal options, meaning foods with no animal-based products. In an effort to feature even more fruits and vegetables and whole grains in lunches, the School Nutrition Association is calling for an increase in government subsidies for its programs. What heartening news! Bravo, School Nutrition Association and U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service, for your efforts to expand offerings of vegetarian and vegan meals. We look forward to the day when such delicious fresh veg meals are the norm for students worldwide.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Cow dye.
The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field. Tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, God, rained down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Netherlands legislators approve mink ban. On Tuesday, the Dutch members of parliament in the House of Representatives voted to ban the raising and killing of minks for fur. The proposed law is next to be sent for approval by the Senate and Her Majesty Queen Beatrix. Currently in the Netherlands, 5 million minks are killed annually for their fur. Co-proposer for the legislation, Harm Walkens, said, "It's obvious that the Dutch people are at one with a majority of their parliamentary representatives, that in this day and age, animals should not be reared simply for their fur. Hopefully many other countries will now follow our example. Efforts are being made to enact a European Union-wide ban on the practice. We respectfully laud your efforts, Parliament Member Walkens, and other Dutch legislative leaders in advocating just and humane treatment of the precious mink and all animal life. Indeed, we join in praying that many more governing bodies soon do the same."
Save our planet. At current carbon dioxide levels, seas could still rise 25 metres. In a new study by Dr. Ilko Rowling and scientists at the National Oceanography Centre at the University of Southampton, UK, variations in sea levels over the past 520,000 years were compared to atmospheric CO2 over the same period. The research found a close relationship between ongoing rise in sea levels and the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. Published in the UK-based journal New Scientist, the study concluded that even if CO2 levels remained fixed at what they are today, the sea would still continue to rise 25 metres over the next 2 millennia.
Dr. Rowling and National Oceanography Centre colleagues, we are grateful for this information that highlights the need for even more urgent action to reduce greenhouse gases. Let us quickly join in adopting sustainable lifestyles to restore the Earth.
As we face this urgent time on the planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai has offered her insight and guidance on numerous occasions. In the following August 2008 excerpt from an interview with Ireland's East Coast FM radio, Supreme Master Ching Hai addresses the concerns of international scientists regarding global warming.
"According to the scientists, whatever they have predicted or prescribed about our critical situation is accurate up to 99%. They want us to change the way we live our life, to protect our fragile ecosystem by cutting down CO2 emission. And the fastest way that individuals can do without a lot of protocol and ado is to be rich. It's truly critical now, as we have witnessed increasing disaster worldwide due to climate change. We still have time. We still have a little time to change the course of destiny thanks to the vegetarian population, old and new members, that reduce the most karmic retribution in the short span of time.
Save our planet. Carbon offset for forest conservation in Cambodia. US-based Terra Global Capital has signed an agreement with the Cambodian Forestry Administration on an $8.5 million project to protect some 60,000 hectares of forests in the Oda Minchi province of Cambodia. Each dollar from the project is estimated to generate 1 ton of CO2 offset credits. Over a 30-year period, this income will in turn help improve the management of the forests and the livelihoods of the rural Cambodian people, whom in the past have earned their living by cutting down trees to make charcoal. Showing their support for the forest conservation project are 9 community forestry groups formed from over 50 villages. Our heartfelt appreciation, Terra Global Capital and Cambodia, for your commitment to saving the environment and helping people to earn green livings. Blessed be such efforts to preserve the beautiful lungs of our earth, along with their many cherished inhabitants.
Save Our Planet, incorporating best practices from international model cities in Sweden, Japan and Brazil, the World Bank launches a program to help developing countries maintain quality living standards in urban regions while protecting the environment at the same time.
Save Our Planet. London and much of the southeast UK reports record high temperatures, with the Department of Health asking residents to check on the elderly and others who may suffer in the heat.
Save Our Planet. UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Chief Dr. Rajendra Pachauri commends the media for raising awareness of climate change as he urges them to continue, saying that their reporting could have great impact on developments leading up to the December 2009 talks in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Hi. I'm Harita Snail, and I love my animal-free diet. I have a tip today on one easy way of tying a necktie. First, start with the wide end of the tie about 12 inches or 30 centimeters below the narrow end. Cross the wide end over the narrow end and bring it up through the loop you just formed by your collar. Then, holding the narrowed end, cross the wide end behind it. Bring the wide end up and over and through the collar loop again. We're almost done. Now, take the wide end and wrap it around the triangular knot you just made. Bring it up through the collar loop, then slide it through the small loop you just made in front of the triangular knot. Carefully, tighten it up around your collar. There, you're all set. Good job! Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, it's time for our worldwide weather.
In education news, the United Nations inaugurates the first online university without tuition. The UN Global Alliance for Information and Communication Technology and Development, UNGAID, has launched the University of the People. Mr. Shai Reshef, the Israeli founder and president of the university, has donated $1 million of his own funds for its operation. It provides the opportunity for people to study at home, with only a small fee for admission and for taking tests. Classes are made up of 20 students, with teaching by volunteer professors. Our many thanks, the UN Global Alliance for Information and Communication Technology and Development, and Mr. Shai Reshef, for supporting this generous endeavor. God bless you. May the joys of learning be available to all.
In Veg News, a Jewish student center in the United Kingdom holds a vegan Shabbat dinner. At Shabbat House on Campus South Coast in Brighton, England, co-directors Rabbi Zalman Lewis and Miss Chema Lewis hosted a vegan Friday night Shabbat meal for students. The menu included egg-free challah, which is a type of special bread, zucchini soup, mushroom knish, a dough-covered snack with a delicious apple crisps for dessert. Robin Bagan, a vegan student, said, "My veganism doesn't clash with my Judaism. In fact, the Garden of Eden was a vegetarian paradise." Rabbi Lewis said there were plans to do this on a regular basis. What great news, Rabbi Zalman Lewis and Mrs. Chema Lewis, to hear of your animal-free Shabbat dinner. May more thoughtful individuals partake in the compassionate and earth-saving plant-based diets. Up next on Outwater News, a sixth grade student makes a sanctuary for birds from coconut shells. We'll take a moment to remember God's blessings. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for a connecting world. In animal welfare news, a kind-hearted Indian student provides nourishment for birds. Sudarshan Patil of Haveri, Karnataka in southern India enjoyed feeding and watering birds during his summer holidays. He would attach coconut shells and small containers to tree branches and refill these with seeds and water 3 times a day. Soon many birds such as bulbuls, crimson-breasted barbets, sparrows, minas, and parakeets started to come to his sanctuary. Sudarshan said, "When we are thirsty, we will ask somebody to give water. Now that the lakes and rivers are dry, these birds are benefited by my small service, and I am really enjoying the flocking of birds to my small garden. I am happy to see around 37 birds visiting my bird sanctuary at any given time. Bravo, Sudarshan Patil, for your good work and concern for our feathered friends. May all life on our planet thrive in safety and happiness."
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, "Yes, Yes."
Có một người ở kia rất là lễ phép, lúc nào cũng thưa thưa dạ dạ, cho nên ông chủ rất là vui lòng. Có một bữa kia, anh chàng lễ phép này và một người đầy tớ khác cõng một cái võng để mà ông chủ nằm ở trên cái võng á. Xong rồi, hai người cõng cái võng đó lội qua sông. Trong lúc lội qua sông thì anh chàng lễ phép đi chậm chạp vừa phải, lúc nào cũng cẩn thận để cái võng khỏi bị trùng. Ông chủ thấy vậy cũng rất tay thương, hài lòng, nói là con giỏi lắm đó, cố đi, cuối năm này ông sẽ thưởng thêm tiền cho. Anh chàng lễ phép nghe nói mừng quá, thấy cái võng xuống dưới sông, vòng tay lại cúi đầu nói, dạ con xin cảm ơn anh.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My name is Rochelle, and I work with Peter Asia. I'm writing to touch base with you and to commend you on Supreme Master TV's amazing effort to promote kindness to animals on a global scale. We are proud to have this connection with you and are extremely grateful for your support. Not sure if you know, but Peter Asia set up in Hong Kong a few years ago to focus campaigning in the Asia-Pacific. We have much to do, but are extremely thankful that we have supporters from Supreme Master TV like yourself helping us along the way. I personally had the opportunity to meet some of your supporters when I was in Taipei, and I was floored by their warmth. Please let me know anytime if there's anything that we can help with. Again, great work on all that you do, and please get in touch anytime. That's Rochelle from Hong Kong, Campaigns Manager, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals Asia, Peter.
Heroic Rochelle, P people of the ethical treatment for animals is doing life-saving work, and it's wonderful that you have an Asian branch. With people and organizations committed to a compassionate society for all, we stand a good chance of having a vegan paradise in no time, with heaven's infinite blessings and all our love. Supreme Master Qinghai sent her a grateful salute and congratulations to you and all co-lifesavers in Hong Kong.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May heaven smile upon you and your loved ones. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Collaboration between the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration and the Japanese Trade Ministry produces the most complete digital topographic map ever, covering 99% of the Earth's surface.
The Veggie Project of Nashville, Tennessee, USA educates the less fortunate about nutrition and provides healthy, fresh, local vegetables and fruit each week to help reduce childhood obesity.
South Africa has launched a national campaign which seeks to achieve nearly perfect literacy among fellow citizens over the next 5 years.
Completing 10 years of construction in Mumbai, India, residents celebrate the opening of a new $335 million bay bridge that significantly reduces driving time between areas of the city.
Inmates at the Madison County Prison in Indiana, USA, saved 59 cats and kittens and are now caring for them as the felines await adoption into loving homes.
Japan-based Toyota Motor Corporation develops technology that uses human brainwaves to provide almost instant response in steering an electric wheelchair.
Teenager Chase Abrams of California, USA, credits time management training with helping him graduate from both high school and university in the same year.
Australia's Random Acts of Kindness TV crew surprise animal welfare advocates Mr. and Mrs. Burrell, honoring them for their dedicated 22 years of rescuing some 1,500 animals each year.
To help raise awareness of social responsibility, colleges in New England, USA now offer philanthropy courses where students assume the role of non-profit organizations and allocate donated funds.
The four Nordic countries of Denmark, Finland, Sweden and Norway provide loans to Iceland in the amount of 1.775 billion euros to support their country's economic stabilization.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.